handle the truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men we'll test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 20th of November. The purpose of today is to check out security protocols for your home, for your safe haven, make sure everything's in place the way it should be, everything's working the way it should, and you might want to consider upgrades as well. We have a patient waiting in the green room, our friend Sam Andrews. Sam is the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomtrain.net. I say again, freedomtrain.net. The telephone will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon. If you want to order a custom rifle built, sign up for getting in on a group purchase of thermal imaging, just give them a call beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, this year is kind of in the wrap-up stages, isn't it, sir?
Well, that's one way of looking at it. We've got a lot of challenges ahead of us. I guess I'm good for another trip around the sun.
Roger that. There's been some good news recently. The January 6th situation, as you know, and many of our listeners, if the prosecutor withholds exculpatory evidence from the defense, and that's brought up in an appeal, and because the man or woman was convicted because they didn't have access to the exculpatory evidence, that's almost, not quite, but almost an automatic reversal of what happened with the conviction, isn't it, sir?
Well, the convictions have to be thrown out if exculpatory evidence is withheld, and the prosecutor needs to go to jail.
Roger that.
The problem is the prosecutors that do this crooked stuff never get thrown in jail, and I would like to see a new law pushed through Congress. And that is, and the reason why, let me just tell you why. We have an epidemic of crooked prosecutors in the United States. A prosecutor isn't supposed to get a conviction. That's not his job. His job is to seek justice. So if the person is guilty, they're justly punished. If they're not guilty, they go free. They're a ward of the court. They're supposed to represent the people. And the people want justice. They don't want crooked prosecutors that hide evidence that would exonerate a person who's innocent. Nobody wants a prosecutor like that.
Roger
and these
that.
Guys, I'm telling you, I mean, this has been going on for 20, 30 years. I don't know if you recall Northwestern graduate students. When DNA technology became available, they went and reviewed a whole bunch of death row cases in Illinois. And they found that prosecutors had convicted over 40 innocent people of murder and had them on death row.
That's right. That's right.
I mean, this is the most disgusting. And you know what? I got to tell you, I'm sitting. This is a soft spot for me because I'm sitting in a golf cart at a fundraising golf tournament 20 years ago, 15, 20 years ago. And I've got one of Bob McCullough. He was a famous St. Louis County prosecutor for years.
Yeah, I know who he was, who he is. Yep.
And a guy that prosecuted some good cases. I mean, I'm not saying he was incompetent, but there's a guy working for him sitting in the golf cart. He was assistant prosecutor behind me. He was sitting in the golf cart. It was a shotgun start. We had like 100 golf carts all laid out for this fundraising tournament for charity. And I'm listening to this guy talk, and he's drunk and he's loud. And he's bragging about convicting this guy of murder that he knows didn't do the crime.
Good God.
He's bragging to the buddy in his golf cart. And I turn around and I said, you know, that's really disgusting. You're the one that should go to jail. And his response to me, this was very telling. His response to me was, this guy had a rap sheet a mile long. He needed to be in jail. And I looked at him and I said, you know, that may be 100% true, what you just said. He may need to be in jail. The only problem I have with that is that in this country, the United States of America, we're supposed to convict people of crimes they actually did. And I said, you disgust me. And I just turned around and didn't pay any attention to him. And he's like, oh, you're just an asshole, man. Have a beer.
I know. Well, Bob McCullough was my neighbor in Kirkwood. I had a one-mile route that I walked several mornings and walked right past his home. And he was the prosecuting attorney in St. Louis County for, 20-something years? It was a long time.
Well, it shouldn't surprise anybody that these prosecutors hid exculpatory evidence. Have you seen any of the body cam footage from the actual Capitol Police?
January 6th, limited, but now as of a few days ago, 40,000 plus hours have been released. It's a massive amount of video, so I haven't seen very much. How about you, Sam?
Oh, I've watched a little bit of it, but you understand, I was actually in D.C. on January 6th, north of the Capitol grounds at this monument on a hill, and we were videoing what was going on for Doug Hagman.
Right.
We were actually videoing, and I've told this story before, but about 12:45, you know, they actually rushed the Capitol around 3 minutes after 1 o'clock. Well, I was at about 20 minutes to 12:45, I was on the west side of the Capitol right at the gates that they had for crowd control. And there were only 9 Capitol Police officers on the west side. And the Capitol building is this long rectangular building. It kind of runs north-south. So the west side was the long side. And you come out of the building, go down this long hill. You go across this parking lot. And right at the street, they have these gates. So I'm standing there at the security gate. And there's one security guard there. And I walked up to him. I said, hey, how's it going? He said, just fine. It's a wonderful day. I said, why do you only have 9 Capitol policemen on the west side? Don't you know there's 500,000 pissed off Trumpsters coming your way here in the next few minutes? I go, 9 guys, that's not enough men. And he laughs at me. He chuckles. And he says to me, we handle protests here in Washington, D.C. every day. You need to let the professionals handle it. That is a direct quote. I'll never forget those words. Now, the five guys that were with me, I look at them, and they look at me, and we all just start laughing.
Amazing.
We're like, really? Nine guys? We're going to let the professionals handle it. Okay, clowns. You know, and so we just turned around to the north, walked up on the hill, and started videoing. It was absolutely hilarious.
Absolutely. We have our first call already. Sam, you ready for our first caller?
Let's do it.
John in Florida. Good morning, John.
Hey there, John. Sam, can you hear us?
Go ahead, John. You're on the air.
I listened to your advice, Sam, and I bought a Glock 45. And question, a Streamlight TLR number 8, would that be a good laser flashlight on there, or is there a better one?
We don't use those. That's Streamlight makes good products. That's a decent product. We like the Olight, the PL2s that have the replaceable batteries. Does the 8 have a rechargeable battery or a replaceable battery?
You can put a I've only held one the other day on a Glock 19, and you can swap batteries out real quick, supposedly.
That's excellent. Yeah, that wouldn't be a bad choice if you like the way it works, and the operation buttons on the light laser fit your hand when you have your fighting grip on the pistol. I think it'd be a fine choice.
And what was the other one you mentioned? And is that a better one?
It's made by a company called Olight. And it's like the PL-2 or the Balder Pro is the one we've been using lately.
And that would fit on the Glock 45 nice and tight, like real flush?
Yeah, it fits real well. That's what I have on my personal Glock 19X.
Well, I listened to your recommendation. I bought a Glock, Glock number 45, and it's very nice.
Yeah.
Anyway, have a good day.
Yeah, one of the quick upgrades for your Glock that you're definitely going to want to do, particularly since it's like a Gen 5, is get a Cogworks, K-A-G-W-O-R-K-S. Get a Cogworks extended slide release.
Okay. I only picked it up the other day. I've not been able to shoot it yet, but it feels really nice, comfortable in the hand, and I want to buy your recommendation.
Well, very good. Thanks for the call.
All right, thank you. Have a good day. Bye.
All right, thank you. Sam, I've found exculpatory evidence in a number of murder trials, and the most recent one, the prosecutor who was out of the Missouri Attorney General's office filed a motion before the judge to exclude the exculpatory evidence from the jury hearing it. Our man was convicted. I was at the hearing before the Missouri Supreme Court, and I saw this prosecutor tell the Missouri Supreme Court he did not want the jury confused with this evidence.
Not with them confused with the truth.
Exactly. And the Missouri Supreme Court in that case upheld the conviction on wrongly. It took 10 years before our man was finally able to get the Missouri Supreme Court to reverse that conviction. And so he spent 10 years in the Missouri penitentiary system for something he never did.
That's disgusting.
It is disgusting. And he was an older gentleman, very frail in health. He was able to enjoy about 3 years of freedom before he finally died from one of the many health issues he had going on.
So this crooked prosecutor took 10 of the last 13 years of his life.
Roger that. That's exactly what he did. And I haven't checked up on him, but as far as I know, he's still with the Attorney General's office. I don't know that for a fact, but as far as I know, he still is.
Yeah. I really want Congress to pass a law that says if a prosecutor hides exculpatory evidence in a trial, in a criminal trial, that prosecutor is to serve the maximum sentence for the crime he's trying to convict that person of. That'll put a damper on it.
It should stop it in his tracks.
You would think.
I
don't know if you remember the Bundys, the people, the ranch, and all the patriots went out there to stop the criminal federal government from stealing and killing their cattle and taking their land. And they claimed that he had that he owed $1.4 million in grazing fees.
Right.
Right? And I'm talking to ranchers around here, and they're like, that doesn't sound like a real number. $1.2 million in grazing fees? I mean, you would have to own 1,000 ranches and not pay your grazing fees for 10 years to accumulate that kind of money. Well, once again, they get to trial, and the prosecutor hides all the exculpatory evidence. It comes out that this guy owed like $7,700 in grazing fees to the feds, and he refused to pay the feds, so he paid it to the state instead.
Good for him.
All the state had to do was give the feds some money, because he didn't believe that the federal government had a constitutional authority to charge grazing fees on publicly owned lands, and they don't, and he was right, so he gave the money to the state. He did not pay it, but they put penalties and fees on there totaling $1.4 or $1.2 million, and then the media ran with this lie, right? And when the evidence came out on what his actual grazing fees were and a bunch of other things, I mean, the judge finally had to drop the charges.
Well, the expenses run up by the Department of Justice had to amount to quite a few times that dollar amount of $7,000, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. Probably closer to $7 million.
Yeah. Well, they spend money like they don't, like it's not there. So,
here's the really sad part of the story. It wouldn't bother me so much if the prosecutor was stripped of his law license, but he's still prosecuting.
Right.
How do these people working for the government, these criminals working for the federal government, how do they get away with this? And the answer is very simple. It's called qualified immunity. But the way that qualified immunity is interpreted by federal courts, it basically winds up as something we call blanket immunity. They can commit any crime they want. They never get held accountable. It's ridiculous, and it needs to be changed.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, the Speaker of the House releasing 40,000 plus hours of video, it's going to be a game changer, isn't it, sir?
Well, if there were any integrity to the courts, it would be. You know,
it's going to depend on the.
What's the Court of Appeals going to do? The problem is the federal Court of Appeals, they're just as crooked as the local judges in the Washington, D.C. district. What circuit is that? Do you remember? Is it the
first? I don't
know.
Yeah, it may. I don't want to tell everybody to be wrong. But I don't recall which.
But you look at what circuit is. The only chance it has is to go to the Supreme Court and have some honor brought to the situation. But they've had these people in jail for the better part of 3 years now.
Absolutely.
I mean, these judges and prosecutors that handled January 6th need to go to jail. And somebody needs to tell Trump that every day until he finds some miracle way to win an election in a corrupt country.
It will be a small miracle for Donald Trump to be elected again, won't it?
Well, Milei Libertad just got elected in Argentina with a landslide victory. So, I mean, maybe there's hope for Donald Trump. Maybe God has one miracle left for this country. Who knows?
Roger that. Well, for the benefit of our new listeners, we need to keep repeating over and over again that we need paper ballots with a carbon copy counted at the precinct level, don't we, sir?
Absolutely. Yep, that's the only way to solve it. Restore integrity to the election process. Have a paper trail we can audit and make sure there's carbon copies to distribute to the voter. Require the voter to maintain that copy for 2 years in good reading condition. And that way the people hold the data, not the manipulated criminals trying to manipulate our elections. That's how we solve this.
That is how we solve it, and that's the proper and correct way to solve it. Here's our first break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you meet it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Monday, the 20th of November. My website is thelibertyman.com. I have not one but two Black Friday sales in effect right now. First on Liberator Rocket Heaters, 20% off Liberator Rocket Heaters, the pellet hoppers, and the grates that go with it. That's in effect right now. And the energy cleaner, the Black Friday sale energy cleaner is $25 off the energy cleaner, 25% off the mattress pads, and an additional 5% off the entire order if you use PayPal at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomtrain.net. Excellent videos, including a great video teaching how to properly clean your rifle. FreedomTrain.net. You want to order a custom rifle built, get in on a group purchase of thermal imaging, give them a call beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417 718 Sam, let's move on from there. The legislative process begins in most of the 50 states, typically sometime in January or so. Is there any pending legislation that people need to be aware of, sir?
Well, we've got a bunch of pending legislation. I'm going to take some time over the Thanksgiving holiday and try to put together a more detailed summary of what's going on around the country, what's being proposed. There's a number of things that are happening in Missouri that are very interesting, and I hope a bunch of other states follow suit or doing similar things. There's a lot that can be done to insulate us from federal encroachment. And there are states that will do this. Missouri's one of them. You know, our Second Amendment Preservation Act basically said that all federal gun laws are unrecognized in this state. And of course, they had an interim liberal judge rule that, you know, that our law wasn't good, and they tried to set aside part of it. But this whole thing is moving up the ladder and will probably eventually be heard by the Supreme Court.
Probably. But I was disappointed that they ruled that way, but that's probably not all that unexpected, is it?
No. Whenever you have a liberal judge in the appeals process, it delays everything, and you know, stuff winds up having to go to the Supreme Court to get an honest look. And I'll tell you what, Amy Coney Barrett is a major disappointment. Kavanaugh is a major disappointment. I mean, Gorsuch has been a pretty solid appointment to the Supreme Court. If I were conservatives, I'd be asking for Amy Coney Barrett to step down.
Well, it's a rare occasion for a Supreme Court justice to step down while they're still in good health, isn't it?
Yeah, it's such a problem, the level of corruption. And see, here's the thing. As brilliant as our founding fathers were in developing the separation of powers concept of government and spreading power out so no one person has too much power and there's checks and balances and there's all these things, the brilliance of our form of government is really amazing. The problem is that no form of government can survive a group of people that are utterly corrupt. You know, if your society is utterly corrupt, you know, then it doesn't really matter what type of government you have, because when the whole of society is corrupt, it's really problematic. You know, and part of the problem is that we live in a world right now. I mean, this is a dangerous place, and I'm going to tell you exactly why. I think General Omar Bradley said it the best. He said, we live in a world of nuclear giants and ethical infants.
I like that.
We live in a world that has achieved brilliance without wisdom, power without conscience. We have solved the mystery of the atom and forgotten the lessons of the Sermon on the Mount. We know more about war than we know about peace. We know more about dying than we know about living.
Well, I verified through numerous private sources that off-planet aliens have been observing us with satellites for probably hundreds of years. But I think after we started setting off nukes the summer of 1945, if I can guess what the aliens were thinking, oh my God, these barefoot hillbillies have the ability to split atoms. We better pay careful attention to them. here's our break. The call number is 512-248-8252.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Aren't you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Home is where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American-made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Company will fix bayonets. Fix bayonets. Attention!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. The first hour, we recommended reading the speech of the top Chinese general, the Chinese defense minister. It's at my website. Just scroll down the left side. When you see the photograph of the missile on a truck, that's the correct place to read the speech of the Chinese defense minister to find out exactly what their goals are. You might want to check that out. I have not one, but two Black Friday sales in effect right now. The first is the Liberator Rocket Heater, 20% off the Liberator Rocket Heater, 20% off the Pellet Hopper and the Grates, if you want an extra grate, at thelibertyman.com. Place your order. I take care of the sale price refund. And, of course, the Ninja Cleaner Black Friday sale. It's a little bit different. $25 off the Ninja Cleaner, 25% off the mattress pads, an additional 5% off the entire order if you use PayPal at thelibertyman.com. Building with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomtrain.net. I say again, freedomtrain.net. Telephone will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. Sam, my friend Phil that I served with in Vietnam is visiting this weekend. He and I both carried Thompson M1 submachine guns in Vietnam. He just gave me a photograph of him carrying his, and he acquired a nickname when he was walking through a compound, swinging. He had kind of a—he's a tall guy, 6'4", And he had the bolt back on this thing. This M1 Thompson, for those who don't know, fires from an open bolt. And he was swinging his arms back and forth when his finger hit the trigger and shot up the compound. Nobody got hurt. But And he got a nickname, Machine Gun Phil, after that, that he stuck with him the rest of the time he was in Vietnam. Anyway, I like the Thompson because it's so. Mine didn't have a buttstock on it, but I did a lot of courier duty in and out of Jeeps 8 to 10 times a day.
Oh, nice.
And carrying enough cash to buy a brand new Jaguar sports car, full sticker price, documents from the CI, and so forth. And I liked the compactness of the Thompson. Looks like we had a caller on hold here. Sam, we got, looks like Charlie in Georgia. Good morning, Charlie. Or is it Carlos?
Carlos.
It's Carlos in Georgia. We lost Carlos. You're welcome to call back, Carlos. I sometimes wonder how many Vietnamese officials own those old Thompsons that were left behind there, Sam.
Well, I've got to send you a picture of a buddy of mine because you've heard of the famous criminals Bonnie and Clyde, right?
Oh, yes.
I've got a picture of one of my best friends holding Clyde's Thompson.
No kidding.
The actual one that he used on a daily basis. So, yeah, it's a pretty fascinating picture. I think that thing sold for $500,000.
Oh, yeah. Well, thanks to President Reagan, machine gun prices are going off the charts crazy. When President Reagan signed a law that made it illegal to sell new machine guns to civilians, even if they had proper paperwork and paid a tax. The normal price of a Thompson submachine gun should be about $350, but now they're probably approaching $20,000. I haven't looked recently, but in high teens last time I looked, all due to President Reagan, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah, Reagan did a lot of good things. He did a lot of squirrely things, but he was a very interesting man.
Absolutely.
He's not the bastion of conservatism that populists claim he is, but the bottom line is he banned more firearms with gun control than all the other presidents combined. So, you know, Ronald Reagan was no bastion of the Bill of Rights. He was no stalwart supporter of the Constitution. But, you know, he did some great things in negotiations with the Soviets. He gave us trust but verify, made that a popular concept, and did some other good things.
Absolutely. I don't want to dwell on that. Let's move on. How on your list do you like to talk about today, sir?
Well, you know, I want to talk about some of the good things that are happening around the world. You know, there's major protests in Spain right now. People are protesting this liberal socialist prime minister in Spain. And we just had a major runaway election where a conservative won in Venezuela. So it's very interesting that conservatives around the world are being quite successful. And yet here in America, the people's choice, the conservative people's choice to run for president is being falsely prosecuted in four different states all at the same time. And this kind of corruption is unprecedented in the United States.
At this level.
And what they're telling you, the FBI and the deep state and the crooked Democrats are telling the Republicans, oh, no. We'll tell you who you can run for president. That's what they're saying to the American people. And I'm wondering who has the balls to go and arrest Donald Trump and put him in jail? Because I have a feeling that's going to set off something, a big spark in this country. I'm not sure there are 50 million men that are going to tolerate that garbage.
I personally don't believe the Secret Service detail will allow any person to approach President Trump with handcuffs and get anywhere close to him. I don't think that they'll allow that to happen. What do you think, sir?
Oh, I think they will. I think they cowed to the FBI down at Mar-a-Lago when they went and searched Mar-a-Lago. I think the Secret Service tipped their hand.
Well, of course, President Trump was not on the premises, and their job is to protect the president, as a primary goal, and is a family the second. Real estate and personal property would be behind those things, I believe.
Well, I just think that the federal agencies are all in cahoots with each other. I mean, I'm dealing right now with in a different state. A friend of mine is having severe problems with drugs in their community. And you look at the police, they haven't made a drug arrest and prosecution of a local in the last 3 years.
Really?
The only people they arrest for drugs are out-of-towners. You know what that looks like to me, John?
They're protecting people.
It looks like, to me, they're arresting the competition.
Right, exactly.
Right?
So I'm talking to
my friends that are police officers, and they're like, oh, no, you can't go to the feds. You can't go to the feds with this because they won't. There's interjurisdictional teams. The local city, the county, the state, and the DEA feds, they're all on this interjurisdictional team. So if that local interjurisdictional team is protecting the local drug trade, so will the state police, so will the DEA. They're insulated. The only way you're going to get at them is through a special prosecution, a special investigation done through the state level. You know, because the FBI is not going to go and arrest DEA agents for protecting a drug trade. The Fed agencies don't attack each other. They cover for each other. And Carlos is back.
Absolutely. Carlos, good morning. What's on your mind, sir?
Hey, how you doing? Good morning to both of you.
Morning, Carlos.
I would like to first always say I would like to tell you guys, God bless you guys. I love what you guys do. And, you know, the truth will always prevail, and you guys will always come out on top. Another thing is, I'd like to commend John on his interview with Mike Adams. Really good.
Thank you.
And very informative, and, you know, you touched on a lot of things that haven't been, a lot of people have been saying in the background, but a lot of people don't want to acknowledge. And about the Israeli war.
Right.
One question it's a couple of parts for Sam on the firearms.
Go ahead.
I just acquired one of those piston driven Adams arms, but it's the AR-10, and I gotta say I love it. I'm going to get rid of my M1, although I love the M1. I got a SOCOM 16 M1A. I'm going to have to put it away because that Adams arm's a whole totally different weapon. Low recoil, although the M1 doesn't recoil that hard. I'm not recoil sensitive, but it's just a more stable platform.
Yes, sir.
Another thing is... you were talking about the Night Force scopes and
yes.
your system of aiming that you teach. Does it matter, especially since the crosshairs are etched on glass? Now, they're not any more physical crosshairs on scopes. Does it matter if it's first focal plane or second focal plane?
Yes. Yes, okay. It does.
Okay.
And yeah, it does matter. And if you want, I'll explain why.
Okay. Please. Yes, sir.
Okay. So let's talk so the audience knows what we're talking about. There's two ways to build an optic for longer range mm-hmm. shooting. One mm-hmm. is first focal plane, and that means the reticle is etched on a certain lens inside the design of the scope. The other way to do it is second focal plane. So let's say you design a reticle that has a ruler on it. You know, like you've seen rulers with 1-inch marks and 1/4-inch marks and 1/2-inch marks, that kind of thing. But let's say you design a reticle that has a ruler on it so you can range things and you can use those hash marks like are on a ruler in your reticle for hold over and hold under for shooting at different ranges so you don't have to dial your elevation knob, which is much faster, by the way. So in a first focal plane scope, if the scope is variable power, like let's say it goes from 5 power to 20 power, on a first focal plane scope, if you're on 20 power and you've got 1 minute of angle spacing on your hash marks, at 20 power, you've got 1 minute of angle. If you dial down to 5 power, you've got 1 minute of angle. It doesn't change in a first focal plane scope. But in a second focal plane scope, it does change. The spacing changes. So if I've got 1 minute hash marks at 20 power and I dial down to 10 power, I now have 2 minutes spacing between the hash marks. If I dial down to 5 power, I now have 4 minute spacing. Now, a lot of people like first focal plane because it's simple. You can put it on any power and the spacing doesn't change. The problem with first focal plane, particularly in suburban or urban environments, is you dial down to just below half power and you can't even see the hash marks on the reticle because the reticle changes size in your field of view. And those hash marks get so small when you dial the power down, you can't even use them. Where with a second focal plane scope, if you dial the power down, you can actually see the hash marks and use them. You just need to know what spacing they represent. They're still useful. Now, why does that matter? Because when you collimate thermal or you collimate night vision, you're not shooting on full power. You're usually quarter power of what full power is on the optic, and you need those hash marks to be able to shoot at different ranges. So there's one advantage right there. The other advantage second focal plane has is that if you're talking about precision long-range shooting, you can zero at a midpoint like 500 or 600 yards, use the hash marks above the main crosshair for shorter distances, use the hash marks below the main crosshair for longer distances, but here's the key. When the temperature changes, the density of the air changes. So you can dial the power, make a very slight move on the power of a second focal plane scope, and adjust for relative air density, which means the way you practice on a warm day in September, you can adjust and use the very same hash marks for the very same distance on a cold day in October at 9,000 feet of altitude in Colorado. And it makes it very instinctive and very fast to shoot at long range.
All right. You see, that's the, because I had guy in a LPPO, low power variable optic, and I got rid of it. It was in first focal plane. I was listening to your explanation on scopes, and I just wanted to get a little more clarity, but I see that for more all-around situations, the second focal plane, as you recommend, is the best. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And the reason the whole country went first focal plane crazy is because when the Marines took my advice, I wrote an article in 2002 called Small Arms Equipping Marines in the 21st Century. One of the recommendations I made in that article is they get away from the fixed 10 power scope and they go to a variable power scope. Well, Marine snipers have to range passively with their reticle. Mm-hmm. And so when they did that with second focal plane scopes, they kept screwing up and weren't ranging properly. They weren't managing their power ring when they were ranging. They're forgetting what power the scope was set on and they were making mistakes in their calculations. So when the Marines chose a scope, they put out in their request for proposal first focal plane so their Marine snipers couldn't screw up their ranging tasks. You know, so if you're smarter than a Marine, you don't need a first focal plane scope. You can learn to use a second focal plane scope and make it a lot more useful.
Basically, they're trying to not adjust their tactics, adjust the scope to fit their tactic, and their tactic is outdated.
It was a training issue. It wasn't a scope issue. But, you know, our special forces guys, our SOTIC qualified snipers, our Navy SEAL snipers, they use MOA reticles they use second focal plane. And the reason is for the reasons I stated. The other thing people don't realize is you get into these arguments of is mil spacing better, is minute of angle spacing better on a reticle. Well, if you have a second focal plane scope, you have both. If you have minute of angle spacing at 20 power and you take it down to 17.2 power, right, you now have mil space. So you just have to know, what power to set the power ring on, and you can have a mil spacing scope if it's second focal plane, or you turn it to a different power, and you can have minute of angle spacing. You can have whatever you want. So if you need to integrate with mechanized forces, you turn your scope to a certain power, and you give them your measurements in mils. If you want to have really precise hold points for really long shooting, then you dial up to max power, and you have minute of angle spacing.
Well, like you said, okay. training with your equipment. I've got another part question.
Hold on to the break. We're back.
Sure.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Carlos, you got a follow-up question for Sam?
Yes, sir. What is the night force scope that you recommend for an all-around mounting to multiple different weapon systems from 5.56 to 308?
Well, most people make the mistake of too much power. People like power because it gives you an up-close look at the target and all of that stuff. But if you're talking about weapons for defensive use, generally speaking, most engagements are inside 400 yards. You don't need a lot of power to be effective. And so if you're talking, do you know what price range we're talking about? Can you give me a price range?
For example, I've seen one of those, it was an ATAC, ATARC, something like that, Knife Force.
Yes. Yeah, that's a very expensive. So let's talk about the ATAC-R line of Knife Force scopes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If I were doing an all-round scope in an ATAC-R, I would probably be buying a 4-16 by 50.
Yes.
In second focal plane. Let me see if it's the 544. Hold on just a second here.
Yes.
Yeah, it would be the C544 Knife Force as an all-round scope. That would be an excellent scope because you can dial down to 4 power, which allows you to collimate with thermal or night vision very effectively. It has the MOAR reticle, okay? And you have 30 minutes below the main crosshair. So you've got something like a 308. You've got enough reticle. If you zero it at 500 yards, you've got enough reticle above the main crosshair and below the main crosshair to be quite effective from 0 to 1,000 yards.
Okay. And about now the IRAY thermal, which one is the best all-around that you would recommend?
Well, for an AR-15, the best all-around would be the Micro. Hold on 1 second. I'll give you the exact designation of it. I think they call it the Rico Micro. Let me see. No. Let me see. Thermal weapon sights. They have some stuff on sale right now. IRAY does.
Yeah.
I've been selling a lot of thermal this last week because there's a bunch of stuff on sale. They have monoculars on sale. They have like the Bolt thermal weapon sight is on sale, a 384 by 288 with a 35 millimeter lens. It's only $2,700 plus tax. So they've got a number of things on sale. They got the Mark One 640 by 512, which I really like, is on sale for $4,500 plus tax. So that's a really neat deal. Let's see if I can find.
Because when I like to choose, I mean, I do a lot of research and I try to make it that I have the best I can get for, you know, mounting from a 223 to an AR-15 to an AR-10 platform. And also, I would like if a clip-on is better, that I could use it.
I'm gonna. Since you said to move from weapon to weapon,
yes,
I'm gonna tell you that the Rico Hybrid is probably the best choice. Now that's a $7,000 scope, but it has a 50 millimeter objective. It's 50 hertz. It can detect targets out to 2,400 yards. It has a base optical magnification of 3, plus it has the ability to collimate.
Gentlemen, hold on. We have a break.
And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.